A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out about a guy that a lot of things you don't want to know. We built him up to be the czar of football. Go dig into his past for anybody that's ever coached with him.
The Utah Utes headed to the Rose Bowl for the first time in program history. Emphatic champions of the Pac-12 as they hammer the Ducks again.
For BYU and all of its fans, it was Big 12 weekend. And after a 12-year wait, it's a big win for the Cougs over their in-state rivals. 10 is not coming.
The final countdown.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Contractually obligated to bring you the exact amount of days for college football's return to the state of Utah. We just want to make sure you don't fall off. We got a lot of listeners out there who might lose count, okay? Weekends are tough for them because they go, well, I got to have Unrivaled. Tell me how many days left till college football, man.
But, you know, there's a thing that excellence is about, and that's that you do those things every single day. You never miss. So
Man.
We strive for excellence on this program.
That's right. College football's countdown, we're going to bring it to you. 60 days exactly, Utah State UConn.
2 months.
There you go. 67 days to BYU in Tampa for their taking on of the South Florida Bulls. And 67 days to Utah taking on Florida down there in Gainesville as well.
You know what happens when football season starts?
Tell me.
It's then Christmas.
That's it? So as soon as
every year when football season starts, I said, tomorrow's going to be Christmas.
It's going to be Christmas.
Because it goes so fast.
There's a moment.
So fast.
I've covered BYU like pretty intensely since 2007 that I was on the broadcast team, things like that. And just over the last couple of years, it's intensified more because we're kind of all across the board covering folks. And you and I say this every year, we go, man, it's finally here. And then sure enough, when we're interviewing Jaron Hall or something, you know, or Devin Kaufusi during football season, we're going to go, is it week 7 for real?
Yeah, goes fast.
It's wild. So there you go. There's the number of days that we're going to bring you. Summer's here. Do you need that new look? RGS Exteriors and Construction can give you that new look with stucco, brick, vinyl, and James Hardy siding that you need. Get that new look for 2022. Give them a call. 801-280-3110. 801-280-3110. Sponsors of our college football countdown. Scott, first things first, and lest you think that we have forgotten that the Jazz are going to be hiring Will Hardy. I don't know if we've mentioned that over the past
couple times.
2+ hours, Scott. But yes, all show long we've been bringing it to you. Anything that breaks about it, we're gonna keep bringing it to you. Best, we found this list that I wanted to roll out on our college football countdown. Utah and BYU are both featured in the top 10 toughest SEC non-conference games. That doesn't seem like a hard list to crack. Here's why: non-conference SEC games are by definition going to be loaded with some cream puffs, at least on one game for each of these teams. So your top 10 list is basically 10 games that are not cream puff games right off the top, right? Number 10 is Louisville and Kentucky on November 26th. Number 9, Arkansas at BYU on October 15th. That one made the list. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I think that's a fun
Arkansas,
one.
Both of these teams have the potential to be really, really good football teams this year.
Penn State and Auburn on September 17th, also same weekend as Texas A&M Miami. Tennessee-Pittsburgh. Alabama-Texas, that's a fun one for all sorts of reasons. Alabama's going to hang a 70 spot on the Longhorns. You freaking watch, all right? Florida State and LSU, number four. Cincinnati and Arkansas, number three. Oregon, Georgia, number two. And your number one best SEC non-conference games of 2022, Utah to Florida on September 3rd.
What's fascinating about this whole list is all of these games, except for Louisville, Kentucky, are all within the first couple of weeks of September.
Mm.
So they're early, early matchups.
But that's why I think the Utah-Florida one is as big as it is, too, because it's not just an interesting matchup between those two teams. It's right off the bat, and you've got to figure it out right off the bat. There's no room for error for a team like Utah who wants to get their name in the hat for that college football playoff by the end of the year. No room for error that week. They've got to get it done.
And the Pac-12 conference, you know, it's the first blush of the perception of what the conference is and what these teams are.
Let's take the break here. When we come back, we're breaking down more Will Hardy's hire for the Utah Jazz. You're going to hear words out of his own mouth. Maybe you've never heard the man speak. A lot of folks haven't, unless you're a member of the Boston Celtics. But we'll break down a couple of things there, plus the actual reporting that Adrian Wojnarowski did for ESPN. You can hear that audio as well around the corner. We'll break down a little bit more of that hire of Will Hardy and of assistant GM David Fizdale to the Utah Jazz organization. More to go. Stay with us. Unrival continues. 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.